Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 109.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant in arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Hanning. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. O powerful and merciful God, as we assemble before you today, know that we are thankful for all the wisdom and patience you have bestowed upon us, O Lord. We're thankful for the wisdom to do what is pleasing and righteous in your eyes, Lord. We're thankful for your wisdom and guidance as we make decisions that affect all of the citizens of the Old North State, Lord. We're thankful for the patience you have so thoughtfully given us as we listen, debate, and consider the issues of the day, Lord. We're thankful for your patience as there are times we lose sight of our purpose and our mission to serve all mankind and to serve you, Lord, our and Savior. We're thankful for the men and women who put their lives on the line to protect us here and abroad. We're thankful for their families who sacrificed so much that we may have peace while serving you, our Lord. On a personal note, Lord, I am thankful for the incredible fashion sense you have bestowed upon me so that I may bring a smile and brighten someone's day and look good in your eyes every day, Lord. For it's in your name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Noted, Representative Hanning. For what purpose, gentlemen from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 7th also looks good, and I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for August 7th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, our nurse of the day with us today is Russell Buchanan from Lexington. I want to thank you for being with us today. Thank you for being with us, sir. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Joint Resolution 687, first edition, a joint resolution providing for the joint session of the General Assembly to act on confirmation of appointments by the governor for new members of the State Board of Education.
Calendar, and members, I have your attention. This is a bill the chair intends to add to today's calendar. This is a confirmation of an appointment to the State Board of Education and a joint session for that purpose. Chair intends to add that to today's calendar because it would call for the joint session, I believe, Tuesday. Any objection to bill being added to today's calendar? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Remember, the majority leader has informed the speaker of the need for Republican caucus. The chair, however, intends to probably dispose of one bill first, and then we'll go into a brief recess. Senate Bill 438, clerk will read.
Senator Berger, Senate Bill 438, Conference Report, Excellent Public Schools Act of 2019, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the North Carolina House approve the conference report as presented.
The gentleman has moved the House adopt the conference report for Senate Bill 438, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you.
And just a moment. Members, we're in business. House will come to order. The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 438, the The Excellent Public Schools Act of 2019 has been conferenced. The only change was given that happened in the conference was that given the actions of the Department of Public Instruction and the state superintendent in delaying the implementation of the iStation contract, giving time for that to be reconsidered, that was removed from the bill. Other than that, it's exactly as we pass it out here with the phonics piece included. I ask for your concurrence.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to debate the conference report.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the change that the Department of Public Instruction made about the iStation contract should not have impacted the substance of the amendment that we passed to the bill. The amendment gave local school districts the ability to choose to use an alternative diagnostic assessment provider if they wanted to. That doesn't really have anything to do with the timeline of the implementation of the DPI expectation. It was a local flexibility option. But I think the larger reason to object to this bill were the reasons that were laid out by Representative Jackson during earlier debate. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars on Read to Achieve and actually gotten a negative impact rather than a positive impact. It's time to go back to investing in the type of reading instruction that advanced North Carolina schools in the past, and to get away from this failed policy, I'd encourage you to vote against the report.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of the conference report for Senate Bill 438. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Linda Johnson, does the lady wish to record on the vote? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 68 having voted in the affirmative and 48 having voted in the negative. The House does adopt the conference report for Senate Bill 438. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. The gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Republicans will caucus during the first recess in 12:28. Please be prompt.
Members, the chair is about to put the House at ease for the purpose of this caucus. Any notices or announcements during that period? For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I ask the Majority Leader, Representative Bell, a question?
Representative Bell, well, he's talking to the Minority Leader right now, but Representative Meyer has asked a question. Gentlemen, yield?
Not right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Representative Jackson's probably asking whatever question you had as well. I don't know, but that's... House is going to stand at ease for, let's say till 9:30 at this point. Come back to order. Senate Bill 353, the clerk will read.
Senators McInnes, Gunn, and Wells, Senate Bill 353, a bill to be entitled an act to allow for the laying off of cartway of the 30 feet of to clarify certain septic tank setbacks. General Assembly, North Carolina, and that.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members. This is a two-part bill. First of all, the cartway law has been around for a long time, and the change in this is just to limit the size of the what we call the cartway, which is an access, a temporary access to a parcel that has no other access. And the second part dealt with septic systems. We had a situation in Wake County that we had to deal with relatively quickly, and we got an agreement between all the parties, the Wake County, the Department of Public Health, as well as the parcels, et cetera, that were involved, and I ask you for your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 353 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Five members wish to record. Representative Lambeth, Representative Elmore, Representative Linda Johnson, Representative McNeil, clerk of the machine, record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 353 passes second reading. Will without objection. Here at third time.
General Senator of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 353 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 353 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate. Actually, members, Representative Sane had an amendment, and the chair just simply overlooked that, even though the gentleman did come up and say something. We need to take that amendment on third reading. A motion to reconsider would be in order so that we can dispose of that. Representative Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, having voted on the prevailing side of the most recent bill, I move that that vote be reconsidered.
The gentleman from Harnett moves that Senate Bill 353 be reconsidered. Is there objection? Hearing none. So ordered. The bill is reconsidered. The bill is back for us on third reading. Representative Sane, the chair, apologizes. The gentleman did bring it up, put it in front of me, and somehow I missed it. Representative Sane is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Sane moves to amend the bill on page 2, lines 6 through 8, by rewriting the lines to read.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, members. You know, as often happens, this is not my dog, but I've been asked to walk it. This is the technical amendment. Senator Raven had been consulted on it. Staff had gotten some language wrong earlier in the session. Wasn't revealed until just recently. Folks were asking me to just run this amendment. Just change this an expiration date. And you see it before you. Just ask that you support it. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Amendment A1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk of the machine, record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. The amendment's adopted. We're now back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 353 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 353 passes its third reading. The bill is ordered engrossed and returned to the Senate.
Mr. Speaker.
For purpose lay from Guilford, Representative Harrison Rice.
May I be recorded as a no on the amendment?
Yes, ma'am. The lady will be recorded as having voted no on the same amendment. Senate Joint Resolution 687, the clerk will read.
Senator Raven, Senate Joint Resolution 687, a joint resolution providing a joint session of the General Assembly to act on the confirmation of the appointments by the governor of new members of the State Board of Education. The Senate resolves, House concurred.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, Senate Joint Resolution 687 is a resolution which allows the House and the Senate to call themselves into General Assembly as is required by the statute. And as we sit together with the Senate, we will take up and confirm some of Governor Cooper's nominations to the Board of Education. This would provide for that session to be on Tuesday of next week. We'll announce the time as soon as I can coordinate with the Senate Rules Chair. Hopefully we'll have that out and notice for you tomorrow. But I would ask for you to vote green on this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 687 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Conrad, does the lady wish to record? Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative, none, the negative. Senate Joint Resolution 687 passed a second reading. Will without objection. You're at third time.
The Senate resolved, the House concur.
For our purpose, Chairman from Watauga, Representative Russell Rice.
Request to be recorded as a yes on third reading of Senate Bill 353.
The gentleman will be so recorded as voting aye on third reading of Senate Bill 353. Those in on third reading, Senate Joint Resolution 687, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Joint Resolution 687, having passed third reading, is ordered and enrolled. Senate Bill 361, the clerk will read.
Senators Crawford, Bishop, and Heiss, Senate Bill 361, a bill to be entitled Healthy NC, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Dobson is recognized, send forth an amendment, the clerk will read.
Representative Dobson moves to amend the bill on page 18, line 33, by inserting the phrase.
Gentleman from McDowell has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is concerning Part 3, Eliminate Redundancy in Adult Care Home Inspections. The language in the amendment is actually the agreed-upon language between the industry and the department. It does the same thing, just gives more detail in terms of how the process will be followed. I would ask for your support for the amendment.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 116, having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative, the amendment's adopted. The gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Senate Bill 361 has quite a comprehensive bill, but most, if not all, of these provisions have passed one or both chambers on a strong bipartisan basis. So I'll run through each one relatively quickly. Part one is the CIPAC, or the Psychology Interjurisdictional Licensure Compact, would create and enact the Psychology Interjurisdictional Compact and make North Carolina a member of that compact. Section two allows licensed marriage and family therapists to conduct first level exam for involuntary commitments. Part three is what I addressed in the amendment, to eliminate redundancy in adult care home inspections. Part four is to raise lupus awareness by designating May as Lupus Awareness Month. Part 5 is the step therapy protocols. Part 5 would establish step therapy protocols for private insurers and the state health plan for teachers and state employees through the work of Representative Potts and all the stakeholders. That is agreed upon language. Part 6 is cancer treatment fairness. It would require insurers to cover orally administrated chemotherapy drugs on the same terms as intravenous or injected chemotherapy drugs. Now, we're close on this language. My expectation is the Senate will not concur. Still have some work to do there, but we're relatively close on the oral chemo provision. Part 7, modernize Medicaid telemedicine policies. And Part 8, increase access to telehealth services. Both of those have been covered numerous times in health and rules and on the floor. So those pieces kind of go together to create more access through telehealth. Part 9 is the North Carolina Healthcare Task Force. This is a new provision, would create a North Carolina Healthcare Solutions Task Force, a 10-year ongoing study designed to identify innovative solutions to problems with access to healthcare in this state. Part 10 is the severability clause. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I would urge your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 361 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 361 passed the second reading. Bill without objection.
Objection.
And objection having been heard, remains on the counter. Representative Sain, Representative Bell, Representative Lewis, Representative Jackson, would the gentleman please approach the dais? Ask our pages to come forward. Members, in case wondering what we were doing there, on Senate Bill 353, the Sain Amendment possibly could be a material amendment. If that's the case, we'll have to back all the way out of the bill, all the way back to a second reading and leave it set at that. Staff is looking at that to see if that's going to be deemed a material amendment. So that's procedurally what we are dealing with. So we may have to vote on that in a few moments. We may not. We'll find out shortly. So we're waiting to get an opinion back on staff. To our pages, we want to thank you for your service this week. I hope you've had an opportunity to observe your state government, to get to know some of the folks that serve here, and also to perhaps make some friends from all around the state. I ask my colleagues, please join me in thanking our pages for their service this week. You may return to your post. While we are waiting on this other matter, any notices or announcements? For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Dahl, rise?
I think it's a point of personal privilege.
He's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
In light of all the voting machine issues and all the stuff going on, Verla Insko and I, Representative Insko and I, have put together a question and answer session and an informative session that we're hoping to hold at 10:30 Tuesday morning at the Archives Building, but we were going to send out an email to confirm all of that, and we wanted to open it up to all of the members. Duncan Buell from South Carolina will be talking to us, and it's just an information session so that everybody can understand what's going on and ask clarifying questions so that we know more about the voting issues in North Carolina. And please, everybody, feel free to come and feel free to come open and ready to ask questions. Thanks.
For what purpose, lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Please recognize.
I come to you today, this morning, with a heavy heart. Some situations have been brought to my attention, and I think that everybody needs to be aware of it. I cannot go into a lot of details, but what I want to talk about a little bit is fear. I'll start by saying, as someone who first integrated some of the schools as a young child, I knew fear. I knew fear of my personal safety on a number of times. And I know the toll that it has taken in my life and how I've managed to overcome that fear. And it's with a broken heart that I see now, with so much, with these mass shootings and things that have been coming on, that so many people, and especially our young people, are being exposed to that kind of fear. And I know the damage that it can cause. Well, yesterday morning, I got a phone call and an email from a community involved person who is out of town. And she didn't know who to reach out, so she reached out to me, where someone was threatening a mass shooting in North Carolina. And here in Raleigh, probably in my district or somewhere. The person at one point had resided in my district. And we didn't know how to handle it. It took two or three phone calls. It took a bunch of information to find out actually where I needed to go to make the police know. And I spent the morning with Raleigh Police Department and on the phone with her trying to get his information to do a mental health check on him. He's someone who has been a security guard at some time. I know he has access to weapons, and he was very emotionally distraught. She's afraid that once the police go to get him and that what they want to do is involuntarily commit him for a period of time for evaluation. She's afraid that once he realizes that he's going to know that she's the one who turned him in, and she's now afraid. As a result of that, this morning I spoke with the speaker and my caucus leader, and this morning several of us have spoken with Mr. Coble to talk about security and everything for all of us. I have been followed. You know, I've had people sit out in front of my home with what happened with Representative Joe John and the possibility of the gun entering the building last week. We all need to address our personal safety. Representative Logan gave me some personal hints as to how to, as a woman, to protect myself, which I have found very helpful in the situation. Well, one of the things that I want to mention is that we also have an opportunity to reinstitute that bill or bring that bill to life, HB 454, the Extreme Risk Protection Act, that will take away the gun of this gentleman who is vulnerable right now. I have not heard if he has been picked up yet. I don't know when and if they will let me know. But we need to look at things like that because there are people out here.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Gentlemen, speak to a point of order.
I do respect the lady's comments and concerns, but she's actually debating and persuading a bill during a point of personal privilege, which is against the House rules.
The chair was
duly noted. But I do think that we need to look at ways that we can protect ourselves and we can do things to disarm some people, no matter how we choose to do it. But I just thought everybody here needs to be aware, and I think and hope that the Speaker and the General Assembly, both the House and the Senate, do some things to educate all of us on security. Thank you.
Chair is going to respond somewhat to a point of personal privilege because of the nature in which it was proposed or stated. Whenever and whenever members feel like there's some situation that has happened where they are fearful of something related to their public service, we have a protocol in place. What those members should do is contact my office or Paul Coble, who's the LSO or our chief of police. And we have a process. We actually have a police force here that has statewide jurisdiction. So there are a number of things, but I do think given the nature of it, if folks want to hear from that, either individual conversations, or I'm glad to come speak to the Democratic caucus in a caucus setting or the Republican caucus, but there's a lot of security protocol that's probably not appropriate for us to discuss in the context of a meeting like this, because if there are people out there who intend to do harm, I think the last thing we want to do is here in an open meeting, let them know how our process works. So I would just urge members, if there are concerns like that, let's try to handle them in that way, because I think ultimately that's the safest way that this gets resolved. For our purpose, gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to notify the body, if you hadn't already heard, Senator Jerry Tillman's wife passed away yesterday afternoon around 6 o'clock. So I just appreciate y'all if you would keep Senator Tillman and his family in your prayers.
Members, we're going to go ahead. I know there's several other lights on, but we're going to go ahead and take care of Senate Bill 353. Chair needs a motion to reconsider the vote on the third reading. General from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized.
Mr. Speaker, having voted on the prevailing side of Senate Bill 353, I move that that vote be reconsidered.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, moves that the vote by which Senate Bill 353 passed third reading be considered. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Kidwell, wish to vote? Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The motion to reconsider has been adopted, and Senate Bill 353 remains on the calendar. For what purpose, Chairman Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice?
I forgot to vote.
Mr. Speaker, I was going to ask to change my vote on SB 361 to a no.
Chairman recorders having voted no on second reading of Senate Bill 361. For what purpose, the lady from Durham, Representative Black Rice?
Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry. I was talking and did not push my button. I want to be noted as a yes on the last vote that we took. I think it was 353.
On the reconsideration motion?
Yes.
Okay. I think you were recorded already, but if not, we'll make sure. So. Members, we're now to notices and announcements. What purpose, lady from Durham, Representative Maury Rice?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members. I know Representative Quick has already mentioned this, but at 11 o'clock, Tom Jarrell, the Chief District Court Judge in Guilford County, will have his funeral. And I know many of the members of this body were hoping to be there. Representative Faircloth and I had a wonderful discussion about Tom. Tom and I were sworn in the same year, in 1999, as judges. But he was exemplary. He came to this body many times to talk about improving the judicial system. He served on unbelievable number of committees. He was active with his church, his family. He was just one of a kind. And I hope this body holds him in their hearts today. And we apologize to his family and friends for not being able to be in Kernersville right now. But Tom Jarrell served the state well and gave it all he had. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen, from Catawba, Representative Adams Rice?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
You know, one of the best parts of my life been raising my kids and seeing their accomplishments, but we're a very tight-knit community in Hickory, and seeing my friends' children's accomplishments is also very special. And this past week, some of our best friend's son achieved a dream come true, and that's J.T. Poston. The young man who won the PGA Wyndham Championship last Sunday, shot 72 holes of golf without a bogey, which is simply unimaginable, and that is a record that is, I think, goes back to 1974. He's a great young man. His father's office is right down the hall from mine. We've watched him grow up, and it was truly a dream come true, not just for him, but for his father and for his grandfather, and I just wanted to recognize that.
Further notices and announcements. My purpose is General Haywood, Representative Queen Rise.
A point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen's recognized.
As the summer ticks on, we're having the last official street dance in downtown Waynesville this Friday. If you want to come up, Darren Nicholson, who you've all heard from the famous Balsam Range, has a little band he leads, will be our dance band, and we will put the cornmeal out on the street and show you how, and entertain you with the Mountains Institution of Hospitality, the great Big Ground Square Dance. So come out. It's 6:30 Friday in downtown Waynesville, right in front of the courthouse.
For what purpose, the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise?
I would like to rise on a moment of personal privilege.
Ladies recognize, speak to a point of personal privilege.
I would like to take a moment to recognize and welcome Mr. Pastor James Gelliard's daughter, who's here in the chambers with us today, visiting and learning, and always good to have our youth to come out and see what we do, because they're our future. So thank you so much for joining us.
Where is she? Representative Smith, could a lady approach the dais? Any further notices or announcements? If not, and tomorrow's, there will be a 10 a.m. session tomorrow with no votes. Jim from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourned to reconvene Friday, August 9th at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves by second, moves seconded by Representative Bell. The House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, August 9th, 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 353, short title, Amend Cartway Path Septic Tank Laws, is withdrawn from the calendar of August 8th and recalendered for the calendar of August 12th. And that's the withdrawn from the calendar of August 9th and recalendered to the calendar of August 12th. And on motion of the chair, Senate Bill 432, short title, Mini Truck Classification. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules Calendar Operations of the House and recommitted to the Committee on Health, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 361, short title Healthy NC, is withdrawn from the calendar of August 9th and recommitted to the calendar of August 12th.